This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Community Music School of Webster University is marking a century of creating musicians here in St. Louis. Director Nicole Springer says CMS has been providing high-quality instruction to students of all ages since 1925.
In 1974, CMS merged, and it was with the St. Louis Conservatory of Music. We were known as CASA, and CASA is very well known here in St. Louis. I have met several people, and I say I work for the Community Music School, and they're like, "Oh, what's that?" And I said, "Hey, did you know us as CASA?" And they say, "Yes, I did." It's very memorable. And then in 1994, we partnered with the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra.
Springer says CMS's evolution has allowed them to expand programs to teach 1,200 students to date, primarily students in grades K through 12.
We offer many different programs, starting with pre-K, early childhood classes, kinder music, piano carnival. We have a Suzuki program. We have individual lesson students as well, and offering on all band and orchestra instruments as well as voice. We have a young composers competition and an annual concert that is associated with that. We also have 5 orchestras and ensembles.
More than 85% of the instructors have advanced degrees at CMS, and there's a unique mother-son duo that instructs piano students, instructors Matt and Sue Pankratz.
I've been teaching at some form of the community music school since graduate school.
Sue remembers family members learning music through CMS programs, and her son Matt went through the program as well.
I've had aunts and uncles who went to that old school that learned. I have an uncle who's a pretty good trumpet player, and they learned lessons there. Symphony people would come and instruct these people. So this is a long, long history. And the goal of all of this is to give music education to anybody who wants it in individual lessons. So it's always been looking forward to the musician and the music and developing it for young people. It not only gives them an appreciation of music, but it also fosters the audience for the future of what's happening, because people that take piano lessons or any kind of lessons, they may not go into music because that's a huge, huge commitment, but they become lifelong aficionados of any kind of music. So when I go downstairs and I'm teaching downstairs, you hear all sorts of things. You hear string players, you hear jazz players, you hear all sorts of instruments, trumpets, brass, clarinet, flute, the whole business. So you're surrounded by all sorts of different sounds, which is really an amazing thing.
Maybe little Johnny's been forced into music lessons or something, you know, from time to time, because that can cause like an ire to music.
I would never recommend forcing a child into music. Matt is an example. He used to hear me play piano all the time. They'd go to bed and I'd play. While they were asleep, I'd put the mute on the piano and play.
but I never forced my kids to have piano.
Is it a good example?
It's a wonderful example because he came up to me one day and said, yeah, I'd like to do piano. I called my friend Carl Kester, a longtime teacher here, and said, here he is. And so that happens all the time. You know, they have to have a certain level of wanting to do this.
So many of the students, from the advanced ones to the ones who won't do music going forward, but are at least learning, as my mom said, the discipline and the skills that go along with playing an instrument, they're all centered around the CMS. I'm lucky to be a pianist who accompanies and has my hand in many different programs, and I see the way these kids always gravitate back to the CMS.
Matt is now teaching the youngsters the art of music.
Depend on the age, for sure, but I would say the first thing we'd like to do is get you to the piano. 4, 5, 6 year old, we'll come to the piano and we'll peck at some keys. We'll talk about the notes a little bit.
And there's something about memory and learning scales and being perfect pitch, all of those things. Do those things come naturally to some people that you've seen as they come through the school, or is it something that's taught?
Yeah, that's a great question. Is it natural? I don't know if it's ever natural, but there are definitely children who have been exposed to it for much longer. If somebody starts lessons at age 7, that doesn't mean that's their first exposure to music. I've taught kids that have done music programs when they're really little, like 3 or 4. The CMS offers kinder music programs for children that age, and even younger, I believe. But children who do that, yeah, they will have something like perfect pitch sometimes.
But what age group is this when it's kind of the beginner of the mode? Who's doing this on you?
Someone who's been playing for probably about a year and a half.
For more advanced levels, CMS has the Young People's Symphonic Orchestra. Director Springer says CMS applied to compete at a competition in New York City, and the Symphonic Orchestra was selected.
There is something really fantastic happening with our top orchestra, the Young People Symphonic Orchestra,
yes.
Is conducted by Patrick Jackson, and our percussion director is Michael Ferris. We are going to Carnegie Hall in April, so that is coming up. We will be part of the Band and Orchestra Festival, and that's a national festival where different orchestras and ensembles and bands are invited. So we have a 3-day trip out there, and our students are really excited. We're very excited, and that is just coming up very shortly. So we're in the final planning stages to make sure that we are all set for that trip, but it is a great honor to be included in that.
Carnegie Hall.
Yes, Carnegie Hall. So these young musicians who are high school age and middle school age will be doing that in April and be performing on the main stage.
Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.